Support for KNKX Studio Sessions come from Portage Bay Cafe, with reservations now available online for all four Seattle locations. Offering local, sustainable, and organic foods grown in the Northwest, Portage Bay Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and lunch delivery. Online at portagebaycafe.com.
Today, we welcome back our friend, saxophonist and composer Anton Schwartz. He is a force on the West Coast. Anton shuttles up and down from California to Puget Sound, and he often brings his friends from the sunny South to perform for us in the Northwest. Today, though, Anton is highlighting Seattle-area jazz stars on some compositions he's written for a sextet lineup that has never been performed in the Northwest before the last couple of weeks or so. He's been playing with this band around town, and we are thrilled to have in our studios Dan Marcus and Jared Hall, featured on trombone and trumpet. We have Tony Foster, Michael Glynn, and Julian McDonough at the piano, bass, and drums. Please help me welcome the Anton Schwartz Sextet. We'll be right back. right on. Saxophonist, composer, band leader Anton Schwartz and his sextet live on 88.5 KNKX. Anton, you've been coming through the studios with so many special guests. It almost feels like you're an ambassador of jazz as an accompanist. It's so great to have you here playing your own original compositions. Tell me what led you to write this material for sextet. What was the fascination with the three horn front line for you?
You know, it was really just kind of a matter of I've been accumulating these songs that haven't really worked for quintet. You know, it's like, oh man, I just need one more voice. So, and Dan Marcus has a voice, raising his hand in the studio on trombone. Yes, indeed. So it kind of accumulated over a little bit of time, and then I started writing one or two for this format. The other thing is that I teach a lot of combos in various jazz workshops here and there, and often it winds up being a sextet or something. So I'm often hearing and arranging for this format, so it works out well.
I would love to get some insight on how you write songs. Do you have a routine? Is there a songwriting time for Anton where he sits down at the table with a pencil and says, all right, note number one is A minor?
Yeah, no, there isn't. You know what? It tends to happen at just the least opportune times. Like, you know, I'm in the shower on my way rushing out to get to a gig, and an idea comes to my head. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, excuse me. Do you have a second delay?
Care, yeah.
Okay, excellent. Phew. You know, so I like scramble over to my music notation program and try to get, because it's going to be gone if I don't write it down.
Right. So tell us about the first song you played there.
That song came, and it all comes from a different place. Like, uh-huh. That song came from the hook. That simple melody, but then the weird chord changes underneath it, you know, were kind of haunting me. So, and then it...
Just Like Breathing, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's the name. And the title is a little sort of inside baseball, too, because on the one hand, it's like a very... you know, happy and carefree song, and just like breathing, you know, my love for you, it's so natural, it's just that kind. But on the other hand, like, I have asthma, and so breathing is a little complicated.
Right, and the song is a little complicated.
Yeah, it seems real, like it should be real easy, but then, as you can ask any of these guys, the chord changes are squirrely, you know, much more than you would think, just hearing it maybe, so...
How about this next tune? What's this one called?
This one is called When Music Calls, and it's actually the title track of my very first CD. And I thought when I was writing for the three horns, I just thought, wow, this would be really fun to do. And three is enough voices where two up front wouldn't be. And yeah, it's kind of a tone poem. It's a little different.
So here's an existing song that's been augmented for the sextet. Anton Schwartz and his band live on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.
That was lovely. When Music Calls, Anton Schwartz and the Sextet. Anton, that leads me to ask a little bit about how composition, how the written music drives improvisation. That one's strictly a compositional tune. And I wonder if you could talk about how the songs that you write are then kind of propelling each individual's solo moments. And do you think that your songs kind of require a certain type of solo from your players, or is it pretty wide open for them?
Yeah, well, that's really the one thing in that you wouldn't necessarily get from the written music. Mm-hmm. You know, you can put out lots of notes and chord changes and dynamics and this and that, and then, you know, also give some verbals, some audibles, right? You know, as to like, you know, this really wants to build here and then all of a sudden boil over or whatever. You know, you give imagery. But on solos, you know, there's just so much freedom for the soloist that at some level, that's where these guys make all their money. Well, make all the money they're unfortunately not making. Is in taking, you know, whatever essential nugget there is to the tune and abstracting that and projecting it through all these bars that are just written with slashes to fill. You know, it's like that NPR show where bluff the listener and, you know, one of them has the answer and the others just have a blank index card. And,
yeah. I wonder if you could talk about, you know, you've obviously chosen a band that you can rely on to play the way you want them to play. And I wonder if you can talk about, you know, fitting in personalities to the music you're writing.
Yeah, so I have different relationships with all of these guys, mm-hmm. some of them quite old, some of them quite new. And so, for instance, this string is the first occasion I've had to play with Dan and Jared.
Classy and brass.
I've been listening to them for a while, and I just thought it would be a nice match. Because, as you'll hear, I mean, this music goes in a bunch of different directions, and even more than we're going to be playing in the studio today. And so it's pretty demanding, and you try to, you know, find everything in one package. These other guys, Julian and I have known each other for a while and played together in little instances here and there as sidemen, but, you know, this is our first time to really, you know, play original stuff together. So that's mm-hmm. a lot of fun. Michael and I have known each other since he lived in the Bay Area. So we go way back and have toured, you know, we toured Canada together once. And in fact, Tony and I toured Canada too, not with my band, but with Dan Brubeck's band.
Oh, right. Yeah, cool.
And we know, well, I know Tony since I heard him one night with Gail Pettis in the Fireside Room. and I was like, oh, I got to play with that guy.
Anton, what can you tell us about this next song you're going to play?
Well, the name says a lot. It's called Bumble Jive.
Bumble Jive, all right.
And I wrote it, and in fact, I wrote it just shortly before I was teaching a jazz workshop, and it turned out that the combo I was leading was a perfect instrumentation for this, and it was still unnamed at that point. So I told them, hey, you guys, you know, you're the premiere of this, and you get to name it too and call it whatever you want. Just don't call it Late for Dinner, knowing full well that they were going to call it Late for Dinner. So that was the original name. But yeah, Bumblejaw, I don't know. You'll see if it fits.
All right. We'll find out. Anton Schwartz Sextet live on 88.5 KNKX. Saxophonist, composer, and band leader Anton Schwartz and his sextet live on 88.5 KNKX. And heads up, Robin Lloyd, we're going to do one more song in just a second. First, Anton, I wanted to ask you about the new app that you've got coming out later this week that kind of encompasses what you were talking about as far as writing music and performing music and learning the language of jazz. Could you tell us a little bit more about this new app you've got coming out Random Roots, I guess, is what it's called.
Yeah, that's the name of it. For many years, I've been wanting something to exist, a very particular kind of like coach, a taskmaster, to help practice things in a way that you just can't by yourself, that is really essential for learning to abstract the sound so that you can play by ear and so that you have an understanding of the music that goes beyond just like literally reading off a page. And I finally decided no one else is going to do this. And so for the past year and a half, I actually taught myself Swift in the iOS programming environment and have been, you know, burning the midnight oil coding up this app. And it's going to be released this week. Hopefully it's in the Apple App Store.
Very exciting
for approval, and yeah. So if anyone wants.
Yeah, keep your eyes and ears open for Random Roots in your app folder coming soon. We've got time for one more song, as I said, Anton. And if you could tell us, what's this next one called and how did this one emerge into the universe?
This one emerged, well, kind of like the first one, from its tail.
Huh.
It has kind of a hook at the end where the melody is in the horns throughout, but it kind of transfers, as you'll hear, to Michael and to Tony's left hand. You want to wave your left hand, Tony?
There's the left hand.
Right, yeah. Pianist's left hand often plays special roles in the band. So you'll hear. And the title is entirely whimsical. I just thought that it needed something a little bit spooky and strange. So it's called Glass Half Missing.
Ooh, all right. Anton Schwartz Sextet, live on 88.5 KNKX.